Good Thursday. Today is July the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm, where precision ag technology making agricultural headlines, especially as it comes to autonomy and driverless grain carts and tillage practices available now. We're going to take a look at the companies that are making it available and all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, precision ag technology making headlines as AGCO's PTX Trimble brand has been awarded one of the Fast Company's 2025 World Changing Ideas Award, that for its OutRun autonomous grain cart solution. Now, the annual award recognizes businesses and organizations that are developing creative solutions for today's most pressing issues. OutRun's retrofit autonomous capacity gives combine operators the ability to move full grain carts off the harvest field without the need of a tractor driver. OutRun is an autonomous platform that will provide multiple autonomous capabilities for farm operators that, according to the PTX Trimble Senior Product Manager, it currently supports autonomous grain cart operation and will support autonomous tillage operations in 2026. Now, OutRun is currently compatible with John Deere 8R or 8000R tractors with IVT transmissions, that's the intelligent variable transmission, and will be commercially available for AGCO's Fendt models in 2026. OutRun is compatible with corn, soybeans, and some cereal operations such as wheat and barley. AGCO also plans to add tillage applications to OutRun in 2026. Well, speaking of new technologies, there's a grain handling systems open house that's going to be taking place coming up on July the 24th. That's about 2 weeks from now, down at the Molly Karen Ag Center. That's Farm Science Review. And you're invited to the center for a open house to learn more about their grain handling systems and safety. Technology and design will be on display. The open house is from 11 until 2. Down at the grain facility, you've probably seen if you go to any of the field demonstrations they have there. There will be millwrights on hand to talk about the design and efficiencies, grain automation, harvest equipment, grain scales, software, and safety. They've got two scheduled presentations. One goes from 1 to 1:30 talking about vomitoxin management. Another one from 1:30 to 2 about grain bin fumigation. The event is free and lunch is provided if you RSVP. If you do on CCA credits, there is a $5 charge that you can pay at the event. But you can register for that at go.osu.edu/grain open house. Finally, a quick reminder, the Manure Science Expo, this is the North American Manure Science Expo, will be in Fulton County at the end of the month, July the 30th and the 31st, a two-day event with tours and educational programs, a great opportunity to see the latest in technology there as well with precision manure injection, interesting tours that you can take around Fulton County to look at all the different aspects, and of course, 16 educational sessions that will be taking place along with the trade show. Interestingly, this event started clear back in 2001 and rotates all over the country, so it's sort of neat to have it on our own back door. We're going to take a look at some of the details behind the events, the tours, and the education sessions coming up right after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're picking up where we left off. The North American Manure Expo is coming to Ohio this summer, July 30th and 31st. It's going to be up in Fulton County at the fairgrounds. Now, the event started in 2001 and was created to showcase research, innovation, and solutions found within manure management. And it brings manure haulers, applicators, brokers, nutrient management specialists, researchers, producers, manufacturers, custom applicators, and extension personnel together for 2 days of learning and networking, also evaluating new technology, research, equipment, and opportunities. And over that two-day session, there's going to be a trade show along with live demonstrations, educational sessions, and tours. Now, the first day is primarily tours. The morning of the expo is dedicated to that, to showcase innovative manure solutions. You can purchase tickets online for one of the four tours. The first one is to Andre Farms and Stuckey Farms, where you'll visit one of Ohio's largest Class 2 EPA composting facilities. That's followed by a beef and grain operation that will showcase how they've gotten more out of compost through a variety of projects. Tour number two is the Bridgewater Dairy. There you will see how they are leading the way in manure management and renewable energy. Tour guests will see their new methane digester, manure irrigation system, and a manure pipeline, followed by hearing about their long-term approach to sustainability. Number three is a precision manure injection tour. You'll see the Rain 360 irrigation system in action. Farmers and experts will then cover the real-world performance, economic benefits, and environmental analysis. Styler Farms rounds out the tours with tour number four, and that will showcase innovative water management practices, including a two-stage ditch, a proven method for improving drainage, reducing nutrient runoff, and enhancing water quality. You'll also see how they protect water resources while maintaining crop production. Now, the day one also includes a manure pond agitation demonstration with boats and sticks at a nearby dairy farm, manure separation demonstrations, rapid manure transfer from tankers to frac tank demonstrations, as well as confined space safety training, and as always, the popular pressurized hose release safety demonstrations. Day two, then, of the expo kicks off with 16 educational sessions in the morning. Those are followed by both solid and liquid manure tanker and drag hose application demonstrations, and a manure spill containment and stream water restoration demonstration. The exhibitors will have booths in the trade show both days featuring new innovative technology, so you can visit and learn from those equipment makers, and attendees can register online to join a tour or access the expo grounds for both days. For the full schedule, information, educational sessions, registration, and more, visit their website. That is manureexpo.com. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.